Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Erica's here. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hey. Yay. What's going on, Erica? What are you arguing with somebody about today?
So I kind of hate that I'm calling.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, it's kind of stupid, but I'm still really upset about it. I got into this giant fight with my boyfriend, and he just, like, cannot see my side of things.
What was the giant fight with your boyfriend about?
It was actually about Mariah Carey.
You got into a fight with your boyfriend about Mariah Carey?
Yeah, well, did you guys see what happened on New Year's?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did. I've watched it 17 times. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a little hard to watch. But
yeah.
I just, like, could not believe after watching that, like, what a diva she was.
Yeah.
And, like, how can you go on stage and, like, not even care to sing your own song? And he felt really strongly that, like, obviously I was, like, being too hard on her and someone was messing with her, like mistakes happen or blah, blah, blah. And no, like she clearly didn't care and like didn't prepare. And no.
So hold on. So you said Mariah Carey was a diva and didn't prepare and like totally did not handle the situation okay. And
yeah.
He argued with you that it wasn't her fault.
Yeah. He was like, someone's like messing with her, like, I don't know, someone like messed up, like doing the sound or whatever.
So he was defending her and you were like, why?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Sean.
Let's give him a call.
Yeah.
Hello?
Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Great, man. That's great, dude. It's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way, from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
What's
up?
Hey.
Listen, we've got your girlfriend, Erica, on the phone, too.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
You know, you belong together, the two of you. Never mind.
Yeah, I got it.
The Mariah Carey song.
Yeah,
hey, no,
yeah.
Listen, she called. She said that you guys got into a huge fight because you were trying to defend Mariah Carey's honor after her New Year's debacle. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
So you don't think it was Mariah Carey's fault?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Mariah Carey myself. However, it wasn't her fault. If anything, it was the sound guy's fault.
No, again, I can hear you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why would you pick a fight with your girlfriend over this?
It's just one of the, I don't know. I just feel like she just wasn't really giving her a chance. I think
what?
That was the biggest issue. And it was more or less just this female thing, you know, where girls get a little bit upset with other girls. And there really was no situation. I mean, there was no reason for her to get upset with her in the first place.
I wasn't upset with her. I just said that she was a diva and didn't prepare for her performance on New Year's Eve on live television.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. If you really want to say you weren't upset, I'll buy that. But we both know that that's not true.
And he says he's like not a fan of Mariah Carey. He's a fan of her boobs. She could do literally anything in the world, and he would be totally cool with it because her boobs are out.
To do with her boobs. You
yes,
are literally
glowering
at the screen.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second. Okay. Hang on one second. Shake it off, everybody. Shake it off. 340-9595. We go to the phones because we got a ton of people that want to comment. This is Shelby. Shelby's calling from the beaches. Morning, Shelby. How are you? Shelby, you there? Oh, let me answer the phone, actually.
That would be good.
Shelby, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, Shelby. What's your take? What do you think?
Hey,
I'm on Erica's side. You know, I think Mariah Carey has a ton of experience. Obviously, she's been around for ages. And she should have busted out something, some awesome acapella and got the crowd going or something.
Oh, she was busting out something.
Yeah.
It just wasn't any music.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Erica's side.
You're on, okay, all right. So you think that Mariah Carey, as experienced as she is and professional as she supposedly is, should have just been able to go with the flow and that she wasn't a victim of someone else's incompetence?
Definitely. Yeah, I think she got too upset on stage. She let it show, and it was a giant show. It was a New Year's show, you know? The whole world was watching. So.
Yeah.
Shelby, she knows better than that.
Let me ask you this, Shelby. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband or anything, any significant other kind of person?
I do, yeah. His name's Damon.
All right. Would you ever get into an argument with Damon over Mariah Carey's performance? Like, do you think he would ever
Definitely not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the weird part.
I mean, let's just cut to the chase. Hey, thanks for calling, Shelby. We really appreciate it. Hey, Rick from St. John's County. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Doing great, Rick. What's your take?
Well, I don't understand how no one's focused on the fact that she was lip syncing. Like, if you watch the New Year's Eve thing, because we watched it back, whenever there was a parent hiccup, she pulled the microphone away from her mouth and shrugged her shoulders.
Yeah.
But the lyrics kept coming across. Like, you can still hear the.
But she wasn't even lip syncing. She wasn't even pretending to sing.
She was.
Exactly.
Yeah. She was in the beginning, but then she blamed it on her earphones. But it really looked like her monitors weren't working and she didn't know the lyrics to her own song. That's really
right.
What it looked like.
And we watched, and the wife and I, by the way, did not argue. We just looked at it, and we laughed and looked at each other and agreed that it was clear that she wasn't prepared and she was lip-syncing and
right.
She was a little too rotten, spoiled. And
yeah.
We felt the same way at the Christmas parade. We were watching the Disney parade that she performed at. And even my brother, like, we were all watching it, looking at it, and we're, like, looking at each other, talking about how it looked like she was clearly lip-syncing.
Well, here's the thing,
though.
All
the Christmas ones are lip sync.
All the parades, they do that because it's, like, super cold and there's no way to... Yeah,
Disney, I get it. But, you know, if it's the one that's televised, you would think it's not, like, inside the park, I get it, right? But if it's a televised thing, you would think they would actually make it live.
Rick, let me ask you this. You're not going to cut her any slack because she has large breasts.
No, I'm going to enjoy the fact that they're poking out, you know?
Right.
I mean...
Like, I'll be honest with you. I was watching her, and it took me a good 45 seconds to realize she wasn't singing the song.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Just do what I do. Watch Mariah with the sound down.
That's why she wore it.
Alexandra from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. What's your whole situation here? What do you think?
Well, I'm a huge Mariah Carey fan. Like, I have every CD. I have been for about 10 years. And I was by far disappointed with her performance, but I don't think it was the sound guy. I think she partied too hard before she went on stage.
You think she partied too hard?
That could be it. A little too much champagne.
Her interview with Ryan Seacrest, she was kind of mumbled nonsense.
Still loopy, yeah.
I mean, I feel like she always does that.
I feel like she always sounds like that, though.
I saw her on Watch What Happened Live like 3 days before the whole thing, and she seemed that way too. Anyway, all right. Well, so you're disappointed in her, but you're still a super fan, right?
Oh yeah.
You're not like going out and burning all your Mariah discography.
No, definitely not.
Okay, cool. All right, hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. All right, well, look, Sean, a lot of people are saying you're having some very strong emotions about Mariah Carey.
Are you still naming Mariah? Like, how do you know this many Mariah Carey songs?
I know a lot of them.
Oh my god.
And she's my hero.
Jeez.
I did it again.
I don't even get them at this point.
A lot of people are saying you're having some strong emotions, and you need to kind of just let it go because it's weird.
I don't understand how this is weird at all. I just got into a little tiff with my girlfriend, and how is this even weird?
Well, I mean, I think it's weird because you're arguing with your real life girlfriend about a woman you've never met, and taking her side over Erica,
and like still going about it on and on.
I guess I could see that. I guess I could see that. I'll concede
that. The people have spoken, Sean.
Yeah.
The people have spoken.
they sure. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Sean, could you maybe admit that maybe Mariah is a little bit of a diva?
Yeah, I guess she's a little bit of a diva.
Okay.
I'm telling her you said that.
Perfect. Great. Oh, she gonna be mad at you. All right, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.